All right, we're going to get a check on some college football now. Georgia Tech was on the road to face Louisville, 19th ranked team. They lost in this one 31-19, guys.
Falling flat, and it stinks to see, because you feel like a couple of these games for Georgia Tech, winnable, but nonetheless, Louisville continues to rise up, man, and it just it was such an interesting weekend, too, and of course, Bama not being on TV, and a lot of Georgia fans kind of feeling the same way, the buildup that will be this weekend, but there were a lot of interesting games across the entire college football slate that you were just like, huh, that's really interesting.
I watched this Tech game from start to finish. I was very disappointed in how this one turned out. I felt like they had some unforced errors. Haynes King made a brutal mistake and backed him at his own goal line, throws a lateral pass, trying to just make too much happen. I thought Brent Key maybe went for it a couple of times. He could have done other things. I love Brent Key. I love the way this team plays. I love the way he coaches for the most part. I know that it's funny. I feel like he made a couple of mistakes. But I just thought that this was a situation where they're a little bit better of a team in Louisville, and you kind of pressed at times and made some unforced errors that ended up costing you in the end. But it was a good game until right there at the very end.
Big night matchup that we had, and I'll bounce around here amongst the top 25. You had 6th-ranked Tennessee on the road against Heupel, Josh Heupel's former school, his alma mater, all the things, 15th-ranked Oklahoma. And Tennessee walked out of there with a 25-15 win. They are 4-0 on the season.
Tennessee was dominant without putting 50 on the board, I thought. I thought through and through Tennessee was a better team, the more physical team. And that Oklahoma defensive front is pretty physical, Mike.
Yeah.
They ended up on the offensive side. They ended up benching Jackson Arnold, and for the big freshman who turned a lot of heads at the spring game there at Oklahoma. I just thought at no point in this game did Tennessee feel like they were threatened. Ultimately,
no, I don't think they did. And Jackson Arnold, I don't know what the disconnect is, but they're just not very good offensively right now. And you mentioned the freshman kind of comes in and turns some heads. Jackson Arnold, he was a lot of the talk coming into the season. On the opposite side, Nico Iamaleava continues to do a lot of good things in Josh Heupel's offense. And you're right, I don't think Tennessee felt threatened at all at any point in this game, and they ended up just getting a comfortable 10-point victory on the road.
And he looked great. That offense attacks you so fast, and so it really leaves the defense kind of reeling and sort of off balance there as you try to figure out what's, because they stretch it wide, and then there's a lot going on with there.
Yeah, I think you make I like your point to build on it. He's got really good pocket presence, I feel like. And I feel like he has a good sense, and he's not afraid to get out and run with the ball, and he's sneaky. I mean, he's not a big guy, but like, I haven't really gotten to watch a lot of him so far. And man, he's quick in the pocket. I was impressed with how I feel like they just took it to Oklahoma in both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Let's run through these next ones rather quickly. 18 Michigan against number 11 USC. Michigan takes it 27-24. This one came down to the very end.
Michigan not great right now, right? They're kind of in rebuild mode, which is fair considering what they did last year. But again, just it's not great for them right now.
It's that to me. I know this is going to get you going. Physicality. Michigan, I just felt like was more physical than USC, and it was really the difference in the game.
Yeah.
14th ranked Oklahoma State, number 12 Utah. Cam Rising back in action. Utah wins 22-19.
That game turned out to be sneaky good. I thought it was going to be good, but it ended up, it was kind of like 14-3 for a while. Oklahoma State gets back in it. Look, Utah, talk about, there's a theme here, guys. Physical football teams win games. And Utah has been a physical football team for quite some time.
Yeah.
A couple upsets. Vanderbilt falling this is not an upset. I misread this, but Mizzou number 7 beats Vanderbilt 30-27.
It's a perfectly way to talk about man up Monday.
I don't know. I didn't recognize this game.
My brain was already jumping towards Kansas State. Ranked 13, you go into BYU and you lay an egg.
Turnovers.
38-9.
They turned the ball over not once, not twice, but three times deep in their own territory, which led to 21 of BYU's 38 points. BYU won the game with only like 250 yards offense.
Just ugly.
Texas, number one team in the land. They beat ULM 51-3.
And give Deion and Shedeur Sanders credit for not giving up. They come back and throw a Hail Mary at the end of the game
against
and then win it overtime. Might have been the best finish of the college football season. Watch that final quarter against Baylor.